Robert Bartlett, RobertBartlett. Robert was born 8/20/1872, 12/1/25. Mr. Bartlett is a 53-year-old gentleman who comes in today with complaints of low back pain. Patient is no and neck pain. Patient says that his pain is getting worse with the change in the weather and increased dampness, period. He has been taking numerous medications in the past, including Flexeril, Tramadol, and Vicodin. Patient currently only taking Motrin and is out of all the other medications, period. He said his pain was pretty well controlled till recently he started having more back pain. He has minimal neuropathy and no radiculopathy, period. Patient is also not having any bowel and bladder difficulties, which is important as far as low back pain and neurological emergencies is concerned, period. It's time for his blood work to be done today as well, period. He's also he's obese. He weighed 271 pounds, lost about 2-3 pounds. He's not having any chest pain or shortness of breath at this time, but he does have symptoms of sleep apnea. His Epworth is right at 15 to 16 at this time, period. In the paragraph, he's never had a colonoscopy. He needs a colonoscopy under maintenance, but no family history of colon cancer reported, period. Medical problems, low back pain, surgery, neck surgery, fusion, wrist surgery, finger surgery, ankle surgery, all because of racing cars and motorcycles. Medication discussed above, allergen and drug allergy. COVID immunization, not related. Family history, heart disease, atrial fibrillation, COPD, all were smokers, and Parkinsonism, period. No colon cancer reported. In the paragraph, that's why he meets the criteria for Cologuard, period. Review of system, obesity, history of low testosterone, consistent with sleep apnea, high Epworth score, had a sleep study done years ago, does not want to repeat it. He still continues to smoke one pack a day. He's not drinking alcohol. He's been married for 23 years, and he's still doing construction work, period. He has no hematemesis and meningitis, mild lower extremity edema, most likely related to sleep apnea. He has hypersomnolence. He has RVH per his echocardiogram today, which is significant, as well, consistent with sleep apnea, period. Social, positive smoking, no drinking alcohol, married 23 years. He's a construction worker. Discussed this with patient at length. Once again, allergy, none. On exam, 271 pounds, 97.7, 95%, 70, 163 over 104. He insists that his blood pressure has always been okay at home, but his blood pressure is elevated because he's in pain at this time, period. His last blood pressure was 147 over 80. He would check blood pressure at home on a regular basis. Bye-bye, sir. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, fewer bronchi, abdomen, soft, make sure JVD skin shows no rash, wrong, because of an vision, logical, non-focal. Number one, hypertension, check blood pressure at home. Number two, lower extremity edema, multifactorial, check thyroid, check PSA, check testosterone. Number four, symptoms of sleep apnea. Number five, increased sleep Epworth. Number six, obesity. Number five, seven, fatty liver. Next one is carotid stenosis. Next one is leg pain and arm pain. Next one is degenerative disc disease per his x-ray today. Next one is fatty liver. Next one is hypersomnolence. Next one is food benefit from weight loss. So he was placed on Zepbound because Zepbound is now is acceptable as a diagnosis with a diagnosis of sleep apnea, 2.5 milligrams sub Q weekly. Next one is RVH, is also consistent with sleep apnea. Next one is must quit smoking. Next number is Cologuard ordered because of family because of age of 50. Next number, low back pain with severe degenerative disc disease. Flexeril prescribed, Medrol dose pack prescribed. Next one is check blood work at home. I'm sorry, check blood pressure at home. Next one is finding, discuss with patient. Next one is at one time he'd taken his mom's Vicodin. He was told never to take anybody else's medication. Next number is let's come back to smoking. We talked about that again today. He needs to quit smoking. Next number is he does have a slight LVH on the ultrasound, which could be consistent with hypertension, and we'll see if the blood pressure comes down with increased with controlling his symptoms of low back pain. Nevertheless, he'll check that on a regular basis and let me know. Thank you.